Kessler in the shotgun, being blitzed up the middle of the field, and he's going to get through and
he's
be
short.
Close to the
he's
first
short.
Down. And I'm not sure how Collins wasn't whistled for being offside. And then I'm not sure how they didn't tackle him in the backfield all at the same time.
Well,
it's going to be fourth and one.
Well, I don't think the quarterback was looking for the snap. I think they jumped and the center just went ahead and snapped it, and they didn't throw the flag.
So fourth and about a half a yard. Ball marked at the 31-yard line. We've not seen Collins get much penetration tonight. We'll see what happens here. Turns, and he's got the first down. Purdue does inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line.
But honestly, that's probably the best penetration Collins has had all night, and they limited it to 1 yard, which he only needed a half yard.
Jaden Wilson coming up a little lame, and Sam Harrod's going to check in for him.
Sam's first time on defense.
Yep.
First and 10, Bullet East at the Collins 28-yard line. Kessler takes the snap, gives to Purdue. Purdue right through the middle of the field, and he's got another 10 yards down to the 19-yard line.
We got an injury, Collins injury. Cramps. Some safety.
Number 8.
Yep.
Jacob Phillips, who we saw with an ankle injury earlier, but he's like he's cramping up in the middle of the field. And Collins, the Collins defense has spent a ton of time on the field.
They're tired, guys. They're gassed.
Especially in that third quarter of play. It seemed like, you know, they had the opening kickoff for the touchdown. But really, Collins offense didn't have the ball on the third quarter.
No.
And I think that's one of the issues you get when you get away from the running game is when you start throwing it.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's short or pass turnovers, then, you know, you're putting your defense right back out there.
They're out on the field stretching Jacob Phillips out. But, you know, we talked about it on the first half, Hunter Purdue. We thought maybe there was something wrong with him at the half. Didn't come out and play until the very end of the third quarter. Instead, it was Logan McKenna who picked up the slack. He ran up and down the field. But now Purdue back out on the field and kind of picked up right where he left off.
Yeah, McKenna did really well early in the third quarter. Basically, gave Purdue a lot of time to rest. Now you got Purdue back and ready to go.
Purdue ran for 190 last week against Eastern, and ran for 213 here in the first half here tonight. And I would say quickly approaching the 300 yard mark. And as we mentioned, really didn't play hardly any there in the third quarter. Replaced by Logan McKenna. Right now, Collins still looking for an answer defensively as they had given up 42 points through three quarters of play. Trail at 42-41. Still trying to stretch out Jacob Phillips there in the middle of the field. But, you know, I think at this point, I'm not sure defensively what else you're going to get done. You might just have to just try to outscore them.
Or pray for a turnover.
And try, you know, maybe you benefit from the turnover. But,
strip the ball, maybe.
Pray the Bullet East coach throws the ball.
He has granted us that wish a few times, a lot more than he really should have. All right, Phillips now up and making his way off.
It's a right hamstring, looks like, and then his left ankle is taped up heavily too, so he's got issues on both legs.
So back to the field, first and 10 from the Bullet East 19-yard line, from the Collins 19-yard line. Bullet East has it. They pretty much in the same formation we've seen them pretty much the entire second half. Deffler and Purdue. Takes a snap, gives to Purdue. Purdue, this time.
Good job.
Hit at the line of scrimmage. I think it was 78?
78.
Lopez there to make the first hit. Isaiah White joins in. Pretty much no gain. Maybe they'll give him a yard down to the 18-yard line.
One thing, we gave Purdue and McKinnon a lot of credit, but you got to give it offensive line a lot of credit, too.
Yep.
Dominating up front.
Second and 9 from the 18-yard line.
Pass.
Takes his net looking to throw in the middle of the field.
And
right off the chest of number 26, Cameron Brooks.
Wow.
You have to wonder how you drop that.
Oh, my goodness.
You must have been looking maybe.
He made a nicer play on the interception he had in midfield than he did on a ball that's wide open there on the offensive side. So
right now they're doing what they want against Collins, so yeah. Basically.
Third and 9. Like Bullet East, maybe going to spread things out a little bit more. Four receivers set.
Watch the hard count.
Purdue, the lone back in the backfield. And he's going to throw it again, but play whistle dead prior to.
Legal procedure.
Legal participation, though?
No, false start.
Oh, false, okay. Legal procedure on Bullet East.
It looked like he gave some kind of weird signal on there, though.
I can guarantee you number 5 was getting the ball because it was against him.
Trying to get off the line.
Yep. Here's where you need to blitz.
Oh, ball to 23.
Bring it.
Third and 14.
play man, blitz it.
Snap, dropping straight back, looking to throw. Now trying to get outside the pocket in the middle of the field. And Zach Smith will get him to the ground, but he'll get about 8 yards down inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. They're going to bring up fourth and five.
Yeah, Zach Smith needs two, both.
Field goal attempt.
This could be a win for Collins if you hold it to a field goal here.
Anytime they don't see a running back go to the end zone, it's a win.
Or the quarterback. Big Wigs over telling them to watch the off-balance line, as you mentioned. We got them before. A little tough angle here for this kick.
This will be a 31-yard attempt from the left hash.
Now watch, don't jump.
Don't jump.
Good snap, kick up.
It's good.
And the kick is good. 31-yard attempt, good. Back-to-back field goals by Bullet East. And they've extended their lead now to 45-41. 9:18 still to go in this one. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN. And WXLNradio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Crickey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
He's out there now, though. Never mind.
Kick deep.
Get out of bounds.
And going toward the sideline, and we'll stay in bounds, picked up by Hawk, and Hawk will run it up to the 23-yard line.
Hold on to it. You think it was going to go out?
Yeah.
It looked like it kind of checked up.
Nah, it was going.
The first and 10 Titans. We'll see what they'll give him forward progress up to the 24.
I mean, that's one of those gray areas that just safe and sorry.
Definitely Bullet East has won the field position battle here in the second half. Collins having a big lot of long fields to go. Bullet East, a lot of short fields here in the second half.
Maggard is just not moving well at all on that hip.
That hip flexor.
Yep.
So Collins will come out five wide set.
No comment.
Lucas in the shotgun. Takes a snap, dropping straight back. Plenty of time
run
to throw.
Middle, run the middle. Run the middle.
Now trying to escape the pocket, and he's going to be sacked back into the 21-yard line. Had plenty of time to throw it.
Yeah, he did. That's when those things you just
got to get rid of the ball.
Comment in your head, either throw it or tuck it and run it.
I think he was Maggard. He can't hardly run. He's got to come out.
He's really gingerly making his way to this side of the field.
He's grimacing the whole time and holding his hip.
Got an official's timeout.
Guys, I think with him, this is one of those times where we got seven more games. You know.
So four receiver set this time. Second and 12. JR rolls to his left, looking to throw. And now he's going to reverse field. Going to run with it up to the 25. Trying to cut
it.
And we'll get up maybe to the 27. Gain of about four will bring up a third and about seven.
You got Herod down on the far sideline, guys.
And all Collins guys really cramping up.
You know, I really haven't seen, except maybe one, Bullet East player cramp up.
No, yeah. I know. I was thinking the same thing. I'm not sure of any. I know the one kid came out for
a knee injury, but not
a cramp.
No.
And they're out on the field stretching Sam out here, but a critical third down here for Collins. Third and about seven.
Looks like you might see Cameron Harris on offense here. He's kind of standing around the huddle.
And it really, Collins' offense kind of bogged down here the last couple drives, but they're facing a big third down play right here.
Yeah, huge third down play. We've only punted once tonight, I think. But
I don't think there's any, unless they take a big loss, I don't think there's any way in the world we're punting.
No, because I think Lucas already knows.
I think he knows that we're not going to be able to stop him and just can't.
I guess you're probably right.
I still go back to the saying that I think you can't abandon your running game.
Yeah.
Down one possession. I mean, you got one of the explosive running backs in your district. I think you have to give him a chance.
And we've really not seen Nashon run. I mean, we've seen him get the ball in his hands a few times, but not really much from the backfield at all.
Not like last week against Montgomery County.
Sam still on the far sideline as they continue to stretch him out. But 45-41, 8:10 to go in the third quarter of play. This one's been back and forth. Knew it was going to be a high-scoring affair early as Bullet East took the opening kickoff, first play of the game, and touchdown run from Hunter Perdue from 58 yards out. Collins answered right back with a quick touchdown score and a lot of points in the first quarter of play, and it's continued on. And right now both teams, just really turnovers has been the name of the game.
Yeah, you know, some great color analysts just say 48 points is going to win this, I think, early in the first quarter.
You know, I think one thing that's wrong with Sam right now is just coming back from the injury and then all of a sudden be hot and human.
That's why I didn't hear Leeper say that. Sam gingerly walking off. Calf.
Looks like a right calf.
Yeah.
Cramp.
So big third down play here. Kind of an impromptu timeout also for Coach Lucas as he had kind of gathered with the offense. Third and seven. Four receiver set here. Lucas takes a snap. Quick throw out to Maggard. He's got the first down and out of bounds up at about the 40-yard line.
Nice play here. Nice.
First down reception.
Trying to tough it out there.
Maggard.
And, guys, as soon as I say that about the Bullet East player, we got one down the cramp.
One of their defensive linemen. What number do we have?
74.
Alice has worked her thumbs off out there. Trying
William West, senior defensive offensive defensive lineman, down with a cramp. That's also a right calf. We just mentioned Sam Herod coming off with a right calf cramp.
Guess I better get me a drink of Gatorade, too. I've been walking a lot.
Yeah, and one thing, you need some bug spray. There's 5,000 bugs up here.
Yes, come down here.
Is there bugs down there, too?
Holy moly.
So big first down catch there, pitching catch from Lucas to Maggard.
Keep his drive alive.
But honestly, man, with 8 minutes to go.
Might start running the football here a little bit now that you made that first
Collins,
down.
I mean, theoretically, you might have to score twice to win this game.
Theoretically, yeah.
Well, and I believe you get him, you know, 24 the ball. And let him just run. You run the time off the clock. You keep Bullet East's offense off. You keep Collins' defense off. And I think you just shorten the game right here.
That's one thing good about that last first down. It gives the defense a little bit of chance to break. I see a lot of them on one knee, kind of like softball. Girl softball, you get hurt, everybody takes a knee. You're a big proponent of that, aren't you,
yeah,
Doug?
Yeah, I am. Sportsmanship, number one.
I know one thing. While I go, I mentioned in the first half defensive timeout. When I did, I think Lizzie cringed.
So William West.
It's going to take William a little while to get off the field.
Like you always think of that camp, yeah, calf cramp.
Oh, yeah.
He always reminds me, middle of the night for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Get you.
Oh, that. When you get as big as me, your toes, too. Look down there one day, my toes look like a map down there. It's all pointing all different directions. It's like a Smoky Mountain.
Like a compass.
I needed to be thumbed down there on my
toe.
There we go.
And they're still waiting him to get off the field.
I'll tell you, it's going
to
take him a while.
Looks like Collins lined up. They're going to be in a four-receiver set.
He's going a little bit faster than the referee did getting to the extra point.
He looked like B-Rag walking on the 18th hole.
After the second nine, the second 18. All right, this time we have Roseberry actually in the backfield here with Lucas. Seen him split out quite a bit in the slot.
We're going to see a run here.
I know number two is looking at Maggard like, oh, no, not you again.
Lucas turns, going to give it to Roseberry. Nashon trying to bounce to the outside, now back to the middle.
Yeah, that's all you need right there.
Yeah, he's got a cramp. Nice.
7 yard gain up to the 47 yard line. Going to bring up. I gave him six.
Six second. Yards a pop. That's all you need.
Second and four. Still 7:25 to go in this one. Bullet East leads 45-41.
Now they're splitting him back out.
Now Jacoby Evans will.
We're going to get a Jacoby Evans run here before it's over with. I'm counting it.
Well,
Lucas takes a snap, fakes it to Evans. Looking in the middle of the field, nothing there. Now J.R. needs to just get rid
of it. He's got 84 open across.
And we'll make something out of nothing.
There
he gets the first down to the 40-yard line. Not sure how he escaped there. They had him back at the line of scrimmage, made a man miss, and accelerated down the left sideline for finally being pushed down about the 40-yard line.
Sorry, Peyton Hogg broke loose, but that has been a long throw by J.R.
It almost looked like he would have probably had a throw across his body.
Right, exactly.
Probably a good choice just to tuck it and run, get first down.
I don't know if he could have. Well, that's a long throw.
First and 10, Titans at the 40-yard line. Five wide set this time, four receivers to his right, which is the wide side of the field. Lucas all alone in the shotgun. JR takes a snap, quick throw out to Roseberry.
Oh,
and nothing
read.
There, and he'll be tackled for a loss back to the 42-yard line.
That play looked like it just off from the get-go. Like not everybody went on the same. Jacoby Evans never moved. He didn't jump off the snap, and it just that play was just kind of discombobulated.
Well, I don't think they were watching the ball to see when it was snapped.
Yeah.
It seemed like everybody was off a half a second, so a second.
6:25 to go here in the ball game. 45-41 Bullet East. Both teams with their three allotted timeouts still on the board. Roseberry will shift back to the backfield here. It's going to be a quarterback run. JR right through the middle of the field. Coming down, shift to the outside.
Hold the ball.
He'll be tackled at the 25, but a 15-yard run, making a 17-yard run down to the 25-yard line.
You know what? We always tease JR about this, you know, his height, but I think it helps him on them quarterback runs. I think he's hard to see back there.
Well, especially when he gets behind number 79.
Right, exactly.
He's 6'4", 6'5"?
Yeah, big boy. Yeah. He's only a sophomore, too.
He's
just hard to see back there, and it's hard to pick him up.
Five receiver set this time. Lucas all alone in the backfield in the shotgun. Takes a snap, going to be running it again. JR now shifting to the outside, spinning forward down inside the 25 to about the 23. So a short gain there on first down. Lopez going to check out. I think Will Wade going to check in on the offensive line. He'll be playing right guard.
We'll see a Nation run right here.
We got an official's timeout. Not sure why.
36 lost his shoe.
Okay. Now a signal back for play. Second and 9. Turns, hands to Roseberry. Nation stretching.
Cut it up.
Jet sweep on the outside. Trying to bounce to the outside, and we'll get actually lose a yard back to the 25-yard line. Flag on the play as well.
I think you got to hold.
Hadn't caught a holding all night. We'll call it right here. I'm saying he didn't have it, but I'm sure there's been holding out there.
Will it East here? You take this penalty or decline and make it 3rd and 10?
You take the penalty.
4:57 to go in this one.
I thought right there. I thought he had an alley just outside the tight end. He tried to string it out too far wide. If he just cut it up the field, I thought he had a little bit more of an alley to run the ball.
So they will take the penalty and force back to the 37-yard line. And it's going to bring up second.
Here's where you wish you had a healthy Maggard to hit the seam right here.
I think Peyton's had a pretty good game, too. You might see him. He's out here on this outside. Got single coverage on the outside.
There's single coverage here on the outside.
You got Maggard up top.
Lucas in the shotgun now trying to press Hawk here on the outside. Lucas.
He got it.
He's
got
it.
Right there.
The sideline. Looking
right
for
there.
Hawk.
He's
got a flag.
He's
got a flag on the play.
Me. Yeah.
Either a hold or pass interference.
Nah, he grabbed him by the jersey.
That guy never did.
No.
I'm sure he had to hear it from the sideline. That's automatic first down, isn't it?
Yeah, it's automatic.
Waiting for the official call. Called defensive holding. And not an automatic first down.
Well, it is in the pros, I think, or college or something.
So should we play the down, though?
So it'll be a 10-yard penalty.
Yeah, they get to replay the down, yeah.
And a good play by number 2 on the outside, Zach Jones, because you're beat. Only a 10-yard penalty.
Which it wouldn't be his first time tonight, but.
Yeah.
Sweetie.
Seems like to me you could attack him every time with no safety over the top.
And there's none over the top right now. And now the coaches are yelling to go that way.
Oh. And it's going to be a false start on Collins here.
Yep.
Looks like me, the center didn't snap it.
Everybody snap the ball.
Too, yeah.
So they get 10 and give 5 right back to them. 4:26 to go in this one.
They're about running a lot of clock.
45-41, Bullitties leads. Collins somewhat shooting themselves in the foot here. Penalties late on this drive. So the 5-yard penalty will back it up and make it 3rd and 17 now. I'm sorry, 2nd and 17. JR in the shotgun. 4 receiver set. Evans in the backfield with Lucas. Showing blitz. Here they come. Good protection. JR throwing it deep down the right sideline.
Off
caught it. Touchdown, Titans. They beat Zach Jones again on the outside, and a good catch by Peyton Hawk. He'll take it into the end zone for a touchdown.
It wasn't the greatest, it wasn't the best, one of JR's best throws, but I didn't know if they had enough to get there. I thought Jones might have tipped it away, but a good job by Peyton Hawk to not be distracted by the hand in his face and pulled it in for another Titan touchdown, as Mr. Titan calls it.
And once again, number 2. Guys, this is important right here.
Big extra point
this
here.
This is important here.
Make it a 3-point game. Lindsey Crickey on for the attempt. At least he's converted 2 of 3 of those tonight.
Glad we got everybody on the field this time. I got 5 guys running up there. Need a good snap.
Snap down and good. Kick is up and good. So Collins is retaking the lead here, 48-45, 4:18 to go here in the fourth quarter play. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Cub Cadet owners know the joy of attacking yard work with the strongest equipment, like the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series, the strongest, most comfortable lawn tractors ever built, backed by the strongest warranty and robust Cub Cadet commercial and residential zero-turn riders with lap bar or steering wheel control, plus industry-leading signature cut series walk-behind mowers. Stop by your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. For expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers, Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Nick East set to kick it off. He approaches and will kick it low in the middle of the field, bounces and picked up by McKenna. McKenna still running up to 35, still on his feet, pushing the pile forward up to the 40-yard line.
The kid runs hard, man.
Number 24, Logan McKenna on the carry.
Thing about Logan McKenna, he didn't play a snap. Not even on a kickoff return in the first half. Replaced Purdue in the third quarter, run for probably 100 or more.
Purdue's
now
he's
returning kicks.
Maybe suspended for a quarter half. Or maybe not.
I didn't even see him on their stat sheet from a week ago.
Transferred in.
Connor White. So Kessler in the shotgun, first and 10 from the 40. Turns and will give to Purdue, and he breaks through. He's down to the 30, down to 25, the 20, the 10, and will be finally drugged down at the 6-yard line.
Dude, he has to be close to 400 yards.
And somebody call wave three, because I know who their player of the week should be.
Might be who wins the game between him and JR.
Yeah.
Got a couple down here on Collins' sideline cramps.
One of them, Nashawn.
Nashawn.
He's ready to return his kick.
Come on, dude! Kessler in the shotgun, and now the official's blowing the play dead. His time for something.
Okay.
Oh, they're fixing a helmet. Collins' defensive back on the far sideline. So 3:56 to go in this one. Bullet East. Trailing 48-45, but they've got it first and goal from the 6-yard line. Turns and
nice tackle, Eads.
Nick Eads gets the ball carrier Purdue down just inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. It said Purdue has 280 yards on the ground right now.
Well,
if
he didn't play the third quarter,
he had 400.
That's right. And his replacement's got 230 now.
Yeah, no kidding. Second and goal, ball at the 4-yard line. Same formation for Bullet Eads. Kessler takes it. It's going to be a quarterback run this time, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. Travels forward to the 2-yard line, going to bring up third and goal.
Shoulder, yeah.
So Purdue goes out. McKenna comes back in. Clock continues to roll here. Third and goal from the 2-yard line.
That's a jump ball over here.
It's going to be a quarterback run with it, and he's
right,
in the
nice
backfield. And we'll get back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up fourth and goal from the 2-yard line.
The kick still go.
Field goal will tie it. Let's see what the Bullies coaches decide to do.
Timeout.
They're going to
timeout.
Timeout, yeah.
2:33. They can run the clock down almost to 2 minutes before they have to make that decision. Looks like definitely the coaching staff is going to take a timeout, just letting the clock roll here. Drew's still down. Coach Lucas off the Collins sideline to make his way over the field to check him out as well. So we'll take a break here as he's down and the trainers are attending to him. 51-48, Bullitties back out on top, 2:11 to go in this one. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
It's hot in here.
It's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kicking Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Harry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Harry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
51-48, Bullet East has taken the lead, but on the touchdown run, Hunter Purdue still down. being attended to by the training staff from both Bullet East and from Collins. And they will have an extra point, and a big point that could be to put them up by four. But Collins will have the football.
He's good to go.
With 2:11 to go, Scott, three timeouts.
That's good news. That kid plays hard.
Yeah, you got to give your hats off to him.
Yeah, he plays hard.
Purdue and McKinney, man, both of them guys. Have, you know, we talk a little about that, but, you know, you got a lot of hats off to the Collins offense, too. There's a lot of big performances by them, too. So I still would say you get Coach Lucas probably more excited to have the ball with a chance to win it. 2 minutes to go.
Yeah.
It's one of the crazy things. You might not want to score too fast.
Exactly right.
Doug mentioned the big kick here. I'm sorry.
Yeah. J.R. Lucas has thrown for 340. We mentioned Purdue had ran for 280-plus here. So a couple of big individual performances from both teams here. Extra point. Back. Kick
got
up.
It.
And
got it.
Good. So 2:11 to go. That makes it a four-point game, 52-48. Bullet East leads it. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Your Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Kick it off. Back deep, Roseberry, Hawk, and Harris. This is a short kick, and it's going to bounce on the ground. Picked up by Nick Eads at the 25-yard lines, and Collins will have to go long field.
Guys, they got lucky on that one.
This is a nice, smart play by Eads.
Yep.
Just talked about off the air. We were kind of thinking they should have moved their back row up several yards, and he kicked it right between the up men and the guys in the very back. And as you guys mentioned, very fortunate. Nick Eads made a good play on that ball to keep possession.
You got 2:08, three timeouts. You got plenty of time. Just can't have too many negative plays. We've had a lot of negative plays.
I think all they got to do is find where number two is.
Lucas in a shotgun, four receiver set. Takes a snap, rolls to his right, looking to throw. Now going to get back to
his
left
side.
Looking for some room to move at the 30. Back up in the middle of the field, still
down,
on the move. Needs to secure the football.
Yeah, get down.
And had the first down up at the 37-yard line.
J.R. Lucas. Good thing he did get a first down and stop the clock.
Got a couple of guys down. One guy from Bullet East getting up really slowly.
You guys are playing a lot of football. As we know, we've called a lot of football.
1:56 to go. Collins with three timeouts. Of course, clock is stopped until they reset for the first down.
Guys, one thing about him running the ball, he runs it hard, but he's got to secure it right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Clock is on the move here. Collins really not very quick to get back to the line of scrimmage here. JR, empty backfield, takes the snap, dropping straight back. Pressure in his face, going to throw it.
He's got the seam.
And ball knocked away by the safety. Number 16, Hunter Wood, comes around from the safety spot to knock it away from Paul.
He had him open.
This is good coverage.
Yeah, it was. But he had him open on the inside just a little late.
1:37 to go here. Bullet East leads it 52-48.
Big enough bug in there, big enough to carry John Carroll off.
They got a praying mantis in there.
That's a big one.
Collins still with three timeouts. Looks a little bit like they don't 100% know what they want to do here. Now they get set. Five wide set. JR takes a snap. Being pressured up the middle. Got time. And we'll get Roseberry to middle. Good at midfield. He's down to the 40, down to the 35. Runs over defender down to the 32-yard line.
Nice job by JR there. Took his time. Nashawn probably wasn't his first read, but he came back to him and hit him right in stride. And then
timeout.
Finished the run.
Timeout, Collins.
So Collins going to take their first timeout with 1:27 to go. We'll take a quick break as well. 52-48. Bullet East leads, but Collins on the move. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets at Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Has it first and 10 from the Bullet East 32-yard line. Lucas in the shotgun.
Yeah, Maggard up
top. Takes the snap. He's going to flip it forward to Roseberry on the shovel.
Oh, nice spin.
Roseberry down to the 25-yard line. Clock will continue to run. It'll bring up second and short. Collins.
Plenty of time.
Still with two timeouts. Ball marked at the 24. Will bring up second and two. JR five wide set. We go under 1 minute to play.
You got Maggard up top on one-on-one.
Lucas takes a snap, dropping straight back.
Plenty there he is.
There he goes. Number five, Connor Polson, all over the back of Peyton Hawk down at about the five-yard line.
Say what, Hawk's played good, too. Bug is out. Looks like the Mongolian stomper killing that bug right there.
It's going way back.
Pass interference. Official call. No. 51 seconds to go.
Well, actually, you know, if you think about it, that's probably a pretty smart play on Bullities. I mean, you give them 15 yards compared to giving them a touchdown.
Yeah.
So Collins will have it first and 10 from the 12-yard line.
Give the crowd a lot of credit. A lot of people still here.
That's what I started to say. You got a lot of people still down here in the end zone.
51 seconds to go. Collins still with two timeouts. The whole playbook.
Yeah, you can run the football.
Yeah, Bullities is timeout.
And Bullities is going to take a timeout. We'll take a quick break as well. 51 seconds to go in this one. Bullities leads 52-48. Collins on the move. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
First and 10. From the 12, takes a snap, shovel pass to Roseberry. Roseberry hit at the line of scrimmage. Actually, we'll lose yardage back to the 14. 43 seconds to go.
You got a Bullities player down.
He's going to be fortunate if he can't get up. They have to whistle this down, and they will have to stop the clock with 35 seconds to go.
And he was the one who made the tackle, big number 75.
So he's cramping up, so they're out attending to him.
This might come down to the last play.
Or the last cramp.
Collins will, still with two timeouts to go, will have it second and 12, or make it 11 from the 13-yard line. But I don't know, what do you guys do here? You got second and 11, still got two timeouts.
Sure, yeah.
I don't think you have to abandon the run just yet.
You're going
to
see a little comeback pattern here in the,
you know,
in
we
the end zone.
That, or we haven't seen the little bubble screen either since, you know, the interception on the one that Harrod let go through his hands.
Yeah.
So now... what number is that? 75?
Yeah. He's the one who made the tackle.
Jacob Darnell. He's now back on his feet.
You got Maggard over here set up for this little pylon play.
Just hoping number two comes out, and I don't see him.
Oh, Collins will go four receiver set.
I think you're going to see his pylon play.
I don't know. I mean, they just brought in their best wide receiver to play corner over here.
He's been playing, though.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Lucas has it. It's going to be a quarterback run. JR slung down for no gain, and Collins will be forced to take a timeout. It'll bring up third down.
And the guy who just made that play, he just replaced 75 coming in the game.
So 28 seconds to go.
Either way,
pretty much got
two plays
to win it here.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of surprised me right there with that design run. I mean, especially when he's known for throwing the ball.
Yeah, he runs the ball well, too, but I'm kind of surprised that call, too.
Yeah.
So I agree.
I'll be really shocked if we don't see that comeback pattern in some variety here because that is a staple. JR throws that extremely well. They run it really well.
And you don't have to get all 11 yards right now.
Right.
I mean, if you could pick up 5 to 6 and give yourself a shot to get,
yeah, they run that.
You know,
one thing they do, that variation of that pylon play, too, they fake that pylon play and he goes
faded
to the back of the end zone, yeah.
They ran that earlier on that two-point conversion where they faked and he faded to the back corner.
But don't you think it would be harder throwing against a kid who's 6'4"?
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
Unless you come over to the top side over at Bullet East side and try to hit the smaller corner.
So Collins making their way back to the field.
Yeah, five's the one that had the penalty earlier on that.
So four receiver set. Evans in the backfield here with Lucas. Third and 11. JR takes the snap, rolling to his right, looking to throw. Looking for it. And just threw his hands. Incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down. I think maybe if JR could have given him maybe one more step to come out of that break.
Yeah.
Well, I think, too, on that play right there, it may hurt you a little bit. This is Herod's first game back.
Yeah.
And maybe the timing just isn't right there as it should be. That was a great, it was a great play call.
Yeah. Had him. As Doug said, maybe one step to come out of his break. But.
Yeah. 23 seconds to go, but this is fourth down. Fourth and 11 from the 14-yard line.
Just button it. Let's go.
All right. JR looking over the defense. Four receiver set. Same formation as we just saw here. JR takes a snap, rolls to his right, looking to throw. Throwing.
Same play.
Touchdown! Same exact play. He let Herod come out of his break another step. And Sam secures the catch for the touchdown.
Game's not over, though. 19 seconds away. They've been, we'll kick it off. Our kicking off is not our greatest.
So Cricky on for the extra point attempt, make it a three-point game here.
You know, that play was well designed. They took the outside receiver, ran him on the slant.
That's what they play. They ran before.
Right, exactly. And they just gave Herod one extra step.
Yeah. Took it off.
Nice throwing bait football. Good.
Nice catch, too, in traffic.
Yep.
Good makeup for Sam. He had that one drop.
This is a big extra point right here.
Yeah.
Snap back, hold, and kick.
Good.
And we got a flag roughing the kicker as well.
That'll help us on the kickoff. Should be able to take that penalty on the kickoff, right?
So extra point was good. We'll go ahead and take a break. 19 seconds to go in this when Collins back out on top, 55-52. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
5 yards. Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Our Z700 series combines strength and stability with powerful transmissions, terrain-hugging wide-stance rear tires, and a low center of gravity. The Z700 series will help you get the job done right every time. Now, during our shift into savings sales event, get zero down at 0% financing for 4 years. Now, through September 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
All right, Eve set to kick it off here. Is that right? 19 seconds to go.
A good kickoff right here.
Purdue and Wood back deep for Bullet Eve.
Don't kick it to Purdue.
Yeah. Kick it out of bounds first.
He approaches and will kick it deep right in the middle of the field.
Oh, no.
Handed by Purdue at his own 10.
Oh, nice.
Trying to get to the outside.
No.
Evans chasing him and will get him out of bounds at the 43-yard line. 10 seconds to go.
thought it could have been a late hit.
Yeah, it was close. It was close.
Good job by Jacoby Evans. It looked like Purdue was breaking into the outside.
Best thing about that play is it took 9 seconds. Man, they didn't stole our
tee. They stole our tee.
Sure did.
So ball is marked at the 44-yard line.
J.R. back there playing safety.
10 seconds to go. Now, Bullet East still with one timeout. So we'll see if they decide to throw a jump ball down here.
Oh, they're on touch number five.
And they're rotating him to the wide side of the field. Got Roseberry and Lucas back deep here for Collins.
Get pressure one time.
Takes the snap. Steps up in the pocket.
Hit him!
And he's hit him! Tackled from behind by Darius Williams. Up at the 47-yard line, and with 3 seconds to go, Bullet East will call their final timeout. We'll just keep it here. So Darius one play Williams. Left.
You talked about Darius Williams looks good over in a uniform.
Yep.
He's played a lot tonight.
So one play left, which will be heave it down the field.
He got a good push up the field and forced the guy to step up into the pocket and run.
Yeah.
Not sure. I don't think he's got enough arm strength to get it to the end zone from here. John, what do you think?
No, he doesn't.
I think so.
I don't.
I just like disagree.
I mean, if you think about it.
I'm just glad Doug got his teal shirt on.
It's Columbia Blues.
If you think about it, it's at what, the 48?
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, he's going to have to throw this ball 60-some yards.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
52?
No. I mean, by the time you're talking about him stepping back and the 5 or 6 step drop.
It's like being at work with you. That's all I do. Just try to get him wound up.
All right. There Kessler in the shotgun. It's going to be the last play of the game, barring a penalty on Collins. Kessler takes the snap. Throwing it middle of the field. And
going to lateral.
Lateral backwards. He's still looking for another man to lateral at two. He gets it back to Kessler.
He's down. He's down. He's down.
Ball's on the ground. He needs to secure it. Still on the ground and will finally go out of bounds, and Collins will win it.
What a game. What a game.
If you're going to stay here to midnight, you might as well win. That's always been my theory.
55-52. Collins somehow away wins it.
That's a great high school football game.
If Al Mummy would have liked this game.
I was going to yell at Coach Gaither, who sat below us earlier. There's been many games past year. I don't think they scored 55.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Man, take a shot, my man, Gaither.
55-52 victory. You've been listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.